from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. This Thursday, the West Valley Christian Church and School in Southern California will hold a prayer vigil for those affected by the Asiana Airlines crash at San Francisco International Airport Saturday. A group of Chinese teenagers were headed to an English language summer camp at the school in West Hills. Two of the girls were the ones killed. School administrator Derek Swales.
And we would really want to make an expression of we care deeply for their loss.
The church is also raising donations to help replace luggage the surviving students lost. Today, inmates at Pelican Bay State Prison say they will begin a hunger strike over stark conditions in special security units, where prisoners serve most of their time in windowless isolation. This is not the first hunger strike, even though prison officials say they've made some substantive changes. We spent a year looking at California's highest security lockups, together with the Center for Investigative Reporting. Today, in the first of three stories, Michael Montgomery explores the end of a long-standing policy against the release of prisoner photos to families.
The living room of Marie Levin's Oakland home is filled with family photos on walls and lining the cabinets. As she flips through a portrait album, two pictures stand out. One is a Polaroid of a young black man crouching on a prison yard. The other shows a man with graying hair and a tired expression.
He looks lighter because of no sunlight.
Both photos are of the same man, Levin's brother, Ronnie Dewberry.
It's funny to say, but he looks like a grown man. You know, he is a grown man. And we didn't grow older together. We grew older separated. You know, and that hurts too. That hurts.
The images reveal a hidden side of California prisons, where some state inmates were virtually invisible to the outside world for a quarter century. They were locked in special security units and barred from having their photos taken to share with friends or family. Ronnie Dewberry was sent to prison for murder in 1981, and until recently, the last photo his sister had of him was that Polaroid taken in the late 1980s. Soon after, Dewberry was shipped out to Pelican Bay State Prison for being a member of a prison gang, a charge he denies.
And in shipping him out, that memory of that first photo is, you know, all that we had to hold on to. It was as if my brother disappeared.
It's just the thin line between life and death.
That's Madeline Sartoresi of Hesperia. Her son Pete, who was originally sent to prison for attempted murder, was also shipped out to Pelican Bay from another lockup. Officials allege he is an associate of the Mexican Mafia, another violent group.
He's alive, but, you know, you can't touch him. You can't hear him. You can't see him. You know, that's what they call a ghost.
Thousands of other state inmates and their families were affected by the security restrictions, which included bans on phone calls, even wall calendars. Prisoners in the special units are allowed visitors. They meet behind thick glass. But Sartoresi says poor health has prevented her from making the 800-mile trip to California's remote north coast, where Pelican Bay is located. Over the years, she has found visual tricks to keep her family together. During a recent gathering at a park near her home in the Inland Empire, Sartoresi recalled celebrating her birthday here several years ago. She was feeling the pain of her son's absence as the family prepared to have their portrait taken.
I was feeling so sad because Pete wasn't in the picture. He was going to miss another one, and, you know, nobody could do about it.
So Sartoresi made sure she was holding a picture of Pete.
Can't leave him out. Just, you know, he's alive and well. Can't leave him out.
The family sent the photo to Pelican Bay.
That meant a lot, you know. That shows that I was part of that little gathering.
During a rare visit inside Pelican Bay's security unit, I managed to sit down with Pete Sartoresi. He was in cuffs and belly chains, his face was washed out, and his voice trembled nervously. While the photograph clearly lifted his spirits, Sartoresi told me life was bleak in the security unit, especially the solitude.
I haven't seen my family since I've been busted. I'm not allowed phone calls, and they haven't heard my voice since 2008.
For years, Pelican Bay staff said allowing inmates like Pete to have new photos taken was too risky. They said prison gangsters used the images as calling cards to enforce orders. To be sure, the gangs have proven to be a violent menace. But 2 years ago, during an earlier inmate hunger strike, corrections officials concluded they could no longer justify the ban.
We were simply wrong about this.
Scott Kernan was the number two in the Department of Corrections until retiring in 2011. He said incidents of photos being used as calling cards were isolated cases, yet all inmates in the security units were affected by the ban.
How right is it to have an offender who's behaving, disciplinary free, to not be able to take a photo to send to their loved ones for 20 years?
Back in Hesperia, the Sartoresi family says they were shocked last year when Pete sent them his first photo. They barely recognized the pale, middle-aged man. It got them thinking about all the years that had passed. Why hadn't they made the trip to visit Pete? Why didn't they write more letters?
Because out of sight, out of mind.
That's Pete's sister, Sophia Sartoresi.
I'm not making excuses, but we all have our daily lives, jobs, families. So not being able to see him, talk to him, it's hard for communication.
Still, as painful as it was to see how isolation has transformed her brother, Sartoresi says the new photograph was a good thing.
It made things more real. You know, it's like he really is here instead of us just talking about him, writing him, and writing somebody we don't even get to see. He's so far away. But when they seen this picture, I think that it opened up people's hearts and it made people pick up the pen and paper and write him.
Pete Sartoresi is one of some 1,100 prisoners locked away at Pelican Bay's security unit. Some have been there for decades. Sartoresi's family says the simple exchange of photographs has brought them closer. They are now determined to make the trek north to see him. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.
We'll have more stories later this week, all produced in collaboration with the Center for Investigative Reporting. For photos of some of the folks mentioned in today's story, head online to californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Monday, July 8th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And the California Teachers Association, celebrating 150 years of advocating for all students, educators, and California's public schools and colleges.